Promold, this is Randy.
Hey Randy, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Pretty good, Tyler. How are you?
I'm doing good. Had a good weekend and getting the week started right. I just wanted to circle back with you. We actually had spoke here about a little over a month ago. We had actually extended an offer here to you guys around that time. I know you guys were bidding on some equipment then. I just kind of wanted to circle back and just touch base with you and see how the business was going and if there was any needs there that we could help you out with on the equipment or capital side.
We're not doing anything with equipment right now. We bought a couple of big machines last year, and I doubt we'll buy anything this year.
I see. How's business been for you guys?
It's been okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, it could be better, but it seems like it's getting stronger.
I see. Project's starting to stack up there for you? You're starting to get some in line?
Yeah, we're got a little backlog going, and I've been quoting some really good work, so.
I see.
New jobs comes through. That's the thing, you never know. I mean, we could get a PO tomorrow that would force us to buy, you know, all kinds of stuff. You never know.
Especially in your industry, too, right? I mean, that could just kind of get sprung on you at any point.
Yeah. I mean, I've quoted a bunch of jobs that would, you know, really change things up around here. But, you know, they're hard to come by.
I see.
It's competitive out there.
It's extremely competitive. You guys are in the injection, like plastic injection molding, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are unbelievably competitive. I actually had to do a big marketing project here for an injection molding company out here in San Diego. And besides, for some reason, the industry just doesn't do advertisements. I guess it's just because everyone kind of does the same thing. But yeah, it's pretty brutal, the competition that's out here especially.
Yeah. Well, we're competing with Mexico and China and all the local.
China's been making a big impact on that lately, haven't they?
Well, they're kind of, China's old news pretty much now.
Oh, really?
It's all Mexico right now.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Everybody. I've had four major customers leave for Mexico in the last 5 years.
Really?
I got the last one last company. They'll be completely down there by December. Yeah, so that's
all operations though are still being sent up to the U.S. though, right? Or is there just big business in Mexico too?
Well, they probably have their corporate headquarters still up here, but all their manufacturing.
I see.
It's pretty rampant right now. I think it's just a local problem. I don't think people in Michigan are sending everything to Mexico because it's, you know, it's a long ways away. But around here, you know, you can drive down there in 2 hours. You know, if you need to go visit your factory.
I see. Well, yeah, you know, I just kind of wanted to touch base. The offer was still good for equipment, but as well as working capital, which is just unsecured cash, and you guys can kind of just use it for whatever you see fit. A lot of companies in your industry have been using it for if they get like a huge discount on materials there to stock up on to get a cheap price or equipment or anything like that. But I still have the email on file as promoldinc@earthlink.net. Is that correct?
That's it.
Okay. So, yeah, you guys got my information there. So if anything does come up or if you guys have any questions down the road on the programs we do offer, definitely feel free to reach out. Otherwise, you know, I'll kind of just touch base here like I am maybe once every other month and just kind of see where things are at. And if there's any needs you do have, we can definitely get you going.
All right. Thanks, Tyler.
Appreciate it, Randy. Enjoy your week.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.